Welcome to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that old school bell, you know I need to go get my Bible and be a student in that school. And so run to the little school building and reach under your desk and pull out your school book. And for you, that would mean pull up a chair by your radio and turn it up and get your Bible. And as you get your Bible, I want you to be turning to Acts chapter 9. In a previous class, when we were talking about the conversion of Saul, it was noticed that there are three accounts given of that conversion in the book of Acts, and we want to read those three accounts. One is found in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 22, and the other in Acts chapter 22, verses 3 through 21. And then the third account is in Acts chapter 26, verses 12 through 23. And so you can simply listen to this and hear what the Bible says about that. Or if you want to, get your Bible and follow along. If you have the old King James Version, you'll be able to follow along very easily. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. But in general, it falls very closely along. The language of it is very close to that of the King James Version of 1611. But if you have another translation, follow along with that as well. And you read along with me as I read these accounts. Now, when you're getting your Bible, and as you're turning to Acts chapter 9, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Read with me now God's Word, beginning in Acts chapter 9 and verse 1. We read, "But Saul, yet breathing threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and asked of him letters to Damascus and to synagogues, that if he found any that were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, it came to pass that he drew nigh unto Damascus, and suddenly there shone around about him a light out of heaven. And he fell upon the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But arise, enter into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men that journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but beholding no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. And they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and did neither eat nor drink." Acts chapter 9 and verse 10. "And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And the Lord said unto him in a vision, Ananias? And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go to the street which is called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for one named Saul, a man of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he hath seen a man named Ananias coming in and laying his hands on him that he might receive sight. But Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many things of this man, how much evil he did to thy saints in Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call upon thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias departed and entered into the house. and laying his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, who appeared unto thee in the way which thou camest, has sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And straightway there fell from his eyes as it were scales, and he received his sight, and he arose and was baptized. And he took food and was strengthened. Acts chapter 9 and verse 19. And he was certain days with the disciples that were at Damascus, and straightway in the synagogues he proclaimed Jesus, that he is the Son of God. And all that heard him were amazed and said, Is this not he that in Jerusalem made havoc of all them that call upon his name? And he hath come hither for this intent, that he might bring them bound before the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews that dwelt at Damascus, proving that this was Christ. Now the next account I want to read to you about this conversion is told by Paul himself. He's telling this as he stands on the steps leading up to the guardhouse overlooking the temple grounds among men who were just about ready to kill him. And here's what Paul said in Acts chapter 22, beginning in verse 3. I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous toward God as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and journeyed to Damascus, to bring them also that were there unto Jerusalem in bonds to be punished. And it came to pass, as I made my journey, and drew nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me beheld indeed the light, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came to Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well reported of by all the Jews that dwelt there, came unto me, and standing by me, said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And in that very hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath appointed thee to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice of his mouth, for thou shalt be a witness for him and to all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. And it came to pass that when I had returned to Jerusalem, and while I prayed in the temple, I fell into a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, because they will not receive thee because of the testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believe on thee. And when the blood of Stephen thy witness was shed, I also was standing by, consenting and keeping the garments of them that slew him. And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee forth far hence unto the Gentiles. Now the third time we read about this is found in the book of Acts, chapter 26. And I'm going to begin reading now in verse 12 and read through 23. And this is while Paul was on a trial before Agrippa. And Paul said this to King Agrippa, "Whereupon, as I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest, at midday, O king, I saw on the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them that journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice saying unto me in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the goad.' And I said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And the Lord said, 'I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But arise, stand upon thy feet, for to this end have I appeared unto thee, to appoint thee a minister and a witness both of the things wherein thou hast seen me, and of the things wherein I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom I will send thee, and to open their eyes, that they might turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive the remission of sins, and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me. Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision, but declared both to them of Damascus first, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the country of Judea, and also to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, doing works worthy of repentance. For this cause the Jews seized me in the temple, and essayed to kill me. Having therefore obtained the help that is from God, I stand unto this day testifying, both to great and small, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses did say should come, and how that the Christ must suffer, and how that he first, by the resurrection of the dead, should proclaim light both to the people and to the Gentiles." I want to continue reading this account so we can see the effect that Paul's testimony had on those who were gathered there on that occasion. It says in Acts chapter 26 and verse 24, "And as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, 'Paul, thou art mad. Thy much learning is turning thee mad.' But Paul said, 'I am not mad, most no excellent Festus, but speak forth words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, of whom I also speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things is hid from him, for this hath not been done in a quarter. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest.' And Agrippa said unto Paul, 'With but little persuasion, thou would as vain make me a Christian.' And Paul said, 'I would to God that whether with little or with much, not thou only, but also all that hear me this day might become such as I am, except these bonds.'" You see, Agrippa said, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." You know, you cannot force someone to be a Christian. And the power of the gospel is not the power of brute force. The power of the gospel is the power of persuasion. We are persuaded both by the beautiful promises and the hope that is there, both by the realization of our need and the fact that the gospel can satisfy that need, both by that desire that we have to be in fellowship with God, and by the beautiful story that is told, and hence we become a Christian. Agrippa believed, but King Agrippa was not saved by belief only. Here's an example of a man that was not saved by faith only. "Almost thou persuadest me," he said, "to be a Christian." Agrippa, like Saul, needed to be baptized.